Opening bell on Wall Street yesterday, the stock market, its biggest decline in more than the year, as the Dow was down nearly 800 points. S&P was down nearly 128 points. We are off to a positive start this morning. The Dow's up about 90 points. S&P is up 10. It's now time for our stock and business update. Today, sponsored by Cetera Advisor Networks. And joining us from Cetera is Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, also yesterday, the NASDAQ losing 3.6%, ending the day at 12,830. And that's lost more than 20% coming off its all-time highs, right?
Yes, that puts it in bear market territory. So there's a little buying going on yesterday, a little bargain hunting. Again, we've seen four straight weeks of declines for investors. And again, they're bracing for more bad news from Ukraine and higher energy prices. I guess Biden is going to be talking today, President Biden, at 10:45 about banning Russian oil as we touch $132 a barrel this morning. Gold has now crossed $2,034 today.
Okay, and it doesn't seem like there's really any end in sight. So how is this all going to play out while the financial markets continue this downward spiral?
Well, now we see, you know, the politicians in Washington rallying around the flags, the Ukraine flag or the American flag. The media will keep showing us 24-hour coverage of this war. Our hearts go out to the families torn apart and killed in this needless carnage there in Ukraine.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're saying the war and the media coverage are distracting people from the failed world leadership whose decades of bad decisions and misguided policies really have gotten us at this point anyway in history.
Bob, you're so smart. Bingo. And basically, we've emboldened our dictators and bad actors. And again, the policymakers in Washington have boxed us into a corner. We now have to think about buying oil from our enemies, Iran and Venezuela, to make up for the oil that we're going to stop using today. Again, we're going to, of course, be funding more carnage there in Ukraine with our dollars. Again, it's more like this war is happening. It's going down. Again, it's not the war that's really affecting us, Bob. It's inflation and the unintended consequences of worldwide money printing.
All right, connect the dots. How did money printing lead us to where we're at today?
Well, the enemies of freedom and democracy have caught us in this moment of weakness. Putin and his cronies know that money printing could lead us to hyperinflation. That's what we're seeing here today. He's using oil as a weapon. You remember what the Arabs said back in the 70s, you know, when they were going to use oil as a weapon. Basically, they said Allah gave us this weapon to use it against the West. And I guess Putin remembered that. He's using that ace, and now he's playing that ace. And as long as Washington keeps heading down this money printing path, Senator Joe Manchin said it best, Bob, our debt is a national security issue. And now we're hitting almost $30 trillion in debt. Just go to our website and go to Research Center, and you see that the Fed now has printed over $9 trillion. And again, they're not tapering off. They're more accelerating this money printing.
So the more money printing done by Washington and the Fed leads us to higher inflation, of course. Inflation has jumped 7.5%, highest levels we've seen in 40 years. And we're going to have, a new reading coming out this week, too. That's probably going to show that it continues to accelerate, obviously.
Yes, so, especially with what we've seen on the news today with oil going up. Everything is affected by energy. All prices, everything goes up. And again, you know, Jerome Powell is dead wrong. And I want to be partisan because Jerome Powell was appointed by Donald Trump. He is now reappointed by Joe Biden. So you see the people in Washington, they're doubling down on what they're doing. Again, the Fed said they'll raise rates 0.25% next week. And again, it won't stem the tide of inflation that's about to hit the American people like a tidal wave.
Okay, so why have the Fed and Chairman Powell made such a huge mistake, in your opinion?
Well, Bob, we're not the constituents. Again, we have tax time coming up. You and I got to pay our taxes here on April 15th. But the printing press is printing out $7 trillion is what the government spends. We only account for $4 trillion. So again, they're just going to monetize the debt. And you know who the constituents is. It's the printing press.
Right. So how do we get out of this mess? And where's the silver lining? And don't say silver like you did the other week.
Okay. I don't want to talk about silver. You know, it's been going up as well with other metals. Of course, wheat and oil and everything else is going up too, anything that's real. Putin made a critical mistake, Bob. He underestimated the United States and our allies and the Ukrainian people's resolve. Again, you know, Winston Churchill once said, heroes don't fight like, Greeks don't fight like heroes, heroes fight like Greeks. Well, you know what they're going to say is, Ukrainians don't fight, you know, like heroes, heroes fight like Ukrainians. And that's what I think we're going to see. Again, they'll continue to drag out this interest rate situation. But again, we recommend stay diversified. This is an opportunity to invest in areas that benefit from inflation. Avoid the indexers. Again, they'll be dumping their trillions of dollars of stocks of worthless Russian and bonds and stocks today. So we're seeing, again, indexing funds are not doing very well.
All right. Very good, Pavlos. How can our listeners reach you and your team?
We can reach us here this morning, 505-828-4068, or go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. You can also sign up for our actionable tax planning strategies, and that'll be on March 30th featuring Christopher Hennessy. He's a CPA and professor emeritus at Babson College, and that'll be on March 30th from 1 to 2 p.m. And then again, I just want to mention that Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Bob, go out there and fill up your gas tank.
All right. Thanks a lot, Pavlos. We'll talk to you next week.